top story today. The police chief in Charlotte, North Carolina, has confirmed a person shot during a Black Lives Matter protest just in the last few hours has died. Violence has broken out in the U.S. city for a second night after police shot dead a black man yesterday who his family says was waiting to pick up his son from school. Syria has hit back at claims it bombed a UN aid convoy as the US demands all warplanes over sensitive areas be grounded. Syria's ambassador to the United Nations says the suggestion his government bombed the convoy is part of a filthy propaganda war. The Prime Minister has used his address to the United Nations to champion Australia's border protection policies. Malcolm Turnbull has told the United Nations that the government has exerted control over Australia's borders and stopped people smugglers. He says it's allowed Australia to maintain a large refugee resettlement program and accept an additional 12,000 refugees from Syria. The Federal Education Minister Simon Birmingham has accused the opposition of engaging in a corruption of the Gonski report and promised to provide a fairer deal for schools. New government analysis suggests that by next year a government school in Tasmania will attract 40% more Commonwealth funding than a similar school in WA.